Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I never want anyone to lose a job. Ever. People that say such things are crazy and must have completely forgotten that we're talking about human beings here. Sadly, it does happen in all walks of life, especially wrestling, and sometimes the interesting spin is that the person in question happens to be dating another wrestler, and all of a sudden they're split up. Not in that way, but see, this is how it gets so complicated. Point is, I'm Simon from What Culture. Please hit that subscribe button. This is 10 times WWE fired wrestlers who were dating wrestlers. Number 10, Zack Ryder and Chelsea Green. Lovely story, this. Zack Ryder and Chelsea Green got together in early 2017 after being set up by Cody and Brandi Rhodes. Chelsea had been competing in Impact Wrestling, Lucha Underground, and other indie promotions, whereas Zack, of course, had been with WWE since 2006. This is why it was extra nice when Green got signed to the company in 2018, because now these lovebirds could be together in their real and predetermined lives. There was better news, as we had some reports at the time that Ryder was about to sign a big new contract as well. It was like a fairy tale. Fast forward to April 2020, though, and man, it got sad. With the pandemic in full effect, WWE decided to make cuts, and after deciding that just having notable names on the books wasn't important anymore, they released Zack Ryder. Still can't believe it, to be honest. I thought he was a company man for life. It meant for a while there, Chelsea was now the WWE superstar, whereas Matt Cardona was back to his birth name and starting again. And in 2021, Green got released as well. This still feels like a couple of bad moves. Number 9, Zelina Vega and Aleister Black. Zelina Vega being let go from the WWE was shocking all around. She was kicking ass at the time and helping the likes of Andrade and Angel Garza, and was without doubt an asset was good to have around. She'd only been drafted to SmackDown when in November 2020 she was released, and what really made eyebrows go up is that on the same day, Vega had tweeted about supporting the unionization of wrestlers. Uh-oh. The rumor was this came directly from Vince McMahon as an example to the rest of the locker room, and around this time was all that nonsense with what you were allowed and weren't allowed to do with Twitch and Cameo. Still can't get my head around it. Vega was clearly carp about this at the time, as you would be, and then just when she did get rehired, her husband, who was then Aleister Black, was fired. I mean, talk about pinballing with a couple's life. This can't have been fun for either of them, but at least now we have one kicking ass on SmackDown and the other kicking ass is Malakai Black in AEW. Suppose they've just ensured they've got all the bases covered. Number 8, The Cat and Jerry Lawler. Stacey the Cat Carter is usually remembered for one very specific thing when it comes to her WWE career. At Armageddon 1999, after she won the women's title, she decided to flash her breasts at the crowd. I remember it to this day because my friends and I could not believe it. It kind of felt like we'd broken the law. Outside of this, most fans knew she was married to Jerry the King Lawler for a while, and what a roller coaster that was. Documented best by the one and only Jim Ross, Carter was let go from WWE after apparently having a bad backstage attitude, a call that upset the King so much, he quit too. I mean, we can all understand that. His wife had just been shown the door. It was quite the story at the time because it was like a double whammy of news. Despite McMahon and JR trying to convince Lawler otherwise, his mind was made up, and away he went. The lovers had drawn a line in the sand. The relationship ran its course after a while, as can happen. At that point, Jerry did return to WWE, and it was kind of like the whole thing never happened. Number 7, Rusev and Lana. Rusev and Lana in 2014 were awesome. Who am I kidding? They were always awesome. But for one reason or another, WWE just didn't get it. I mean, this was like Rocky IV come to life at first, seeing the Bulgarian brute and his Russian manager just murder opponents for a good old time, and it rocked. It's why he remains one of my favorite wrestlers of modern times. As ever, for some reason, this hit a brick wall after a while, and that madness with Bobby Lashley didn't help, but I don't think anybody thought they would get fired, and then from nowhere, they were both out. What? On a very sad day in April 2020, Rusev was one of the bigger names announced as being gone amongst a whole host of departures, where his wife Lana continued to try and perfect her craft. Fair play to her as well, you could see the effort she was putting in. Then, however, we move forward 12 months, and the same fate befell her. Remains kind of crazy. As of me talking, obviously we now have Miro, which is the best version of Rusev yet, if that makes any sense, whereas Lana hasn't made a return to wrestling. Yet being the key word there, I say give it some time and wait and see. Number 6, Sarah Logan and Eric. Not one that was as publicized as some other WWE relationships, the Riot Squad Sarah Logan and the Viking Raiders Eric are married. This is why Logan being released in those mentioned 2020 budget cuts had an extra kicker. I don't like seeing people broken up in this way. They had only recently wed too when this happened, which will make you even more sad in your tum-tum, and in case you're interested, they had started dating on the indie scene before both making it to the big time. So that's quite nice. Sarah even described their union as two special nerds who met by chance. I think we can all get behind that. They had a Viking wedding, because of course they did, and since her release, Logan has dedicated her time to raising her first child, whereas Eric continues to smash fools on Raw. I would guess when the time is right, she will make some sort of return. Where is anybody's guess? But she definitely has more to give. Number 5, CM Punk and AJ Lee. This one was quite brutal just because of everything we found out afterwards. CM Punk quit WWE suddenly in 2014, just after the Rumble, because he was fed up with creative and how he was being treated backstage. He also had some serious medical issues that weren't being taken care of. Kind of amazing he hung around as long as he did. The thing is, 7 years ago, AJ Lee was also a WWE superstar who did stay there for a good while. I'd imagine this would have been more than fine, but after an appearance on Colt Cabana's podcast and some truly shocking omissions about WWE's medical care, a lawsuit was filed between Punk and the company, which, yes, was still the employer of AJ Lee. And no one needs this. It is just stressful. Speed forward to WrestleMania 31, and she was out too due to a spinal injury, which sounded less than pleasant. But talk about being caught in the middle. It doesn't seem like this reared its head aside from WWE serving Punk with his papers on his wedding day, but let's leave this in the past. CM is having the time of his life in AEW. Lee is an accomplished writer among a load of other activities. They are living the dream. And yes, now you're going, do you think she will go to All Elite Wrestling, Simon? Given I am not her, my answer is, I don't know. She should do whatever makes her happy. Number 4, Bram and Charlotte. Today we know the budding romance between Charlotte Flair and Andrade, but back in 2013, the Queen was actually married to former TNA star Bram. They met while working in WWE when both were in developmental, with Charlotte continuing that journey, and as you already can figure out, Bram not making it within that system and going elsewhere. Pretty sure the plan would have been to do a double smash. Bram talked about this back in 2014 when he did mention sometimes wrestling can get in the way, but at the same time both understood the business and what was needed to succeed. Unfortunately, this didn't last the test of time, as they separated in 2015 simply due to their conflicting schedules. Going back to the start too, Andrade also asked for his release in 2021, meaning Charlotte went through this twice. Although wrestling is very different nowadays, I'm sure they're gonna be fine. Number 3, Paige and Alberto Del Rio. We shall keep this one short for obvious reasons. It's all good discussing the well-documented lives of wrestlers we look up to, but when it goes bad, well, it's just not worth it. But 1 year after Alberto Del Rio returned to WWE in 2015, he was suspended for a wellness policy violation, which was also the same for his at-the-time fiancé Paige. This happened when there were a whirlwind reports about the couple. None of them were any good, some were downright terrifying. It reached the point where WWE cut Alberto loose entirely, which upset Paige so much she threatened to quit. Sheesh. Thankfully, they went their separate ways in 2017. Let's move on. Number 2, Test and Kelly Kelly. Another under-the-radar one, Andrew Martin and Kelly Kelly were a thing for 2 years when they were both in WWE, with it often being said that Test helped Kelly learn the ropes when it came to the company. That must have helped, especially as Kelly had no prior experience. Things had hit a wall for Martin in 2007, when only was he suspended for a wellness violation, but also agreed to leave WWE altogether. As it would transpire, he was dealing with a very serious prescription pain medicine addiction, and given that it was very similar to what Kurt Angle had dealt with the year prior, officials thought it was best to let him go. It left Kelly on the active roster with Test looking for work. Once more, the sheer difference of calendars meant eventually it ran its course. Worse still, 2 years later, Andrew passed away from his demons when they got the better of him, and he was only 33. Kelly has talked about this and naturally mentioned how horrible it was. She would wrestle for a few more years before hanging it up in 2012, and I will say, always gets an unnecessary knock, does old Kel. Literally had to figure all of this out in front of millions of people on TV. Number 1, The Miz and Maurice. This one didn't make any sense. In 2011, WWE.com reported that Maurice had been released from her contract. She had been improving massively since signing in 2007 and was also partnered up with Mike the Miz Mizanin. While that doesn't mean you're definitely going to keep your job, you think there'd be some political sway there? No. It meant that for years, The Miz would tour the world without his beau, although in that time, Maurice was still smashing outside of WWE, and then she returned to manage her husband in 2016. What turnaround that is. Think of everything they've done since then too, including having a flipping reality TV series, which did some decent numbers. Now, you never say never in wrestling, but if either one of these guys is ever fired now, well, I'll just accept it. What else am I going to do? But I would be very, very surprised.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.